proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you with another radio Bible study. We continue our series relating to the kings of Judah, looking at two other monarchs who came from David's line. One was named Azariah, and he was the son of Amaziah. Upon the death of his father Amaziah, the people of Judah took Azariah, also known as Uzziah, and anointed him king to follow his father on the throne. According to the writer of 2 Chronicles 26, Uzziah, quote, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, unquote. Moreover, the author added, quote, as long as he sought the Lord God, God made him to prosper, unquote. Uzziah waxed victorious in the battles he fought. He waged war against the Philistines, defeating them, destroying the walls of their cities. The Ammonites became his tributaries. Moreover, Uzziah kept his military forces well equipped. Furthermore, King Uzziah invented various military machines as a means of defending the fortifications of Jerusalem. Uzziah loved husbandry, that is to say, the care and cultivation of crops and animals. That king of Judah supported farmers and vine dressers in the mountain regions of his domain. Uzziah also had wells dug to supply water for his livestock in the desert. However, one incident cast a dark cloud over Uzziah. The writer of 2 Chronicles 26 noted that, quote, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, unquote. In other words, King Uzziah's pride led him to engage in an act that ruined both his physical health and effectually debarred him from ever ruling over the kingdom of Judah any further. Here's what happened. Uzziah went into the temple to burn incense. By so doing, he transgressed God's commandment, which restricted the performance of that task to the priests and the Levites. A group of priests, led by a man named Azariah, a group of priests rebuked King Uzziah for this action, saying, quote, it pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, unquote. These priests exhorted Uzziah to, quote, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, unquote. God manifested his own displeasure at Uzziah's act by afflicting the king with leprosy. Remember that he had done a similar thing to Miriam, Moses' sister, as recorded in Numbers chapter 12, when Miriam was part of a complaint against Moses. When Uzziah discovered what had transpired, he departed from the temple in haste. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, the author remarked, quote, Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord, unquote. During the final few years of Uzziah's reign, his son Jotham served as his co-regent. After Uzziah died, Jotham became the sole king of Judah. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 revealed that Jotham, quote, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did, unquote. However, Jotham did not repeat his father's sin of seeking to burn incense into the temple. Jotham initiated rebuilding projects, both in Jerusalem and elsewhere in his domains. He also defeated the Ammonites in battle. Jotham prospered, as the author of 2 Kings 27 wrote. Quote, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Unquote. After Jotham's death, though, his son Ahaz completely changed the direction of the ruling nature of the monarchy. We'll look at Ahaz's reign in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.